This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Plants send electrical SOS signals using human neurotransmitter glutamate. Plants lack nervous systems, but deploy sophisticated electrical communication networks when injured, using the same neurotransmitter molecule that enables human brain function. Research from the Gatsby Plant Science Education Program reveals how glutamate triggers rapid defense responses across plant tissues, offering insights into convergent evolution and cellular signaling mechanisms. Milliseconds time for glutamate-triggered calcium waves to race through plant stems and leaves. Plant defense response timeline. Cellular events following leaf damage, measured in seconds to minutes, glutamate release 1's receptor activation 2-3s, calcium wave propagation 5-10s, gene expression changes 15-30 min, defense compound synthesis 1-2 R. Source, Gatsby Plant Science Education Program, Georgian Medical Journal News. Glutamate, from brain to leaf. When plant cells suffer damage from cutting or insect feeding, glutamate molecules spill from ruptured cellular compartments into surrounding tissues. This amino acid, identical to the neurotransmitter enabling human thought and memory, activates glutamate-gated ion channels in plant cell membranes. The Gatsby Plant Science Education Program demonstrates how this molecular spillage triggers calcium waves that propagate rapidly through vascular tissues. The signaling cascade reaches distant leaves within seconds, initiating coordinated defense responses across the entire plant. This discovery bridges neuroscience and botany, revealing unexpected parallels in how living systems process and respond to threats. For more insights into cellular communication mechanisms, explore our latest research findings. Molecular defense networks. According to the Gatsby Plant Science Education Program, the glutamate-triggered response activates multiple protective pathways simultaneously. Distant leaves ramp up their defenses, genes for protection and repair switch on, and chemical pathways shift to heal tissue and deter future damage. Understanding these mechanisms could inform agricultural strategies for crop protection and stress resistance. The Georgian Medical Journal has featured similar research on cellular stress responses in medical contexts. Evolutionary convergence. The use of glutamate as a signaling molecule in both plants and animals represents convergent evolution, independent development of similar solutions to survival challenges. As noted by the Gatsby Plant Science Education Program, humans use glutamate to communicate between neurons, while plants use it to communicate between cells and tissues. This biochemical conservation suggests glutamate's chemical properties make it particularly suited for fast, reliable signaling. Research published in Nature Plants has identified similar glutamate receptor families in diverse plant species, indicating ancient evolutionary origins. The findings contribute to broader understanding of how life solves communication challenges using conserved molecular toolkits. Additional coverage of evolutionary biology research is available in our data and analysis section. Plants use glutamate to trigger rapid calcium waves that reach distant tissues within seconds, activating coordinated defense responses across the entire organism. Gatsby Plant Science Education Program. Researchers' key takeaways. Glutamate release from damaged plant cells triggers electrical signaling similar to neural networks. Calcium waves propagate through plant tissues within seconds of injury, activating defense genes. This molecular mechanism represents convergent evolution between plants and animals. Frequently asked questions. Do plants feel pain when damaged? According to the Gatsby Plant Science Education Program, plants lack nervous systems and consciousness, so they cannot experience pain as humans understand it. The electrical responses represent biochemical signaling for survival, not subjective suffering. How fast do plant defense signals travel? According to the Gatsby Plant Science Education Program, glutamate-triggered calcium waves race through plant stems and leaves, with the signaling cascade reaching distant leaves within seconds. Could this research improve crop protection? Understanding plant defense signaling could lead to strategies that enhance natural resistance mechanisms, potentially reducing pesticide dependence while improving crop resilience to insect damage. These findings illuminate the sophisticated communication networks operating throughout the plant kingdom, revealing how organisms without brains or nerves coordinate complex responses to environmental threats. As research continues, the parallels between plant and animal signaling systems may offer new perspectives on the fundamental principles governing cellular communication and survival strategies across all living systems. Source: plants don't have nerves, but when they're injured, they send an electrical SOS that looks very familiar. Context: send electrical SOS signals using human neurotransmitter glutamate. Description: plants send electrical SOS signals using glutamate neurotransmitter when injured, triggering rapid defense responses. New research reveals plant-animal communication parallels. Author: AtType Organization, GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: @GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026 AHEBTU. Date modified 2022.